Blog Talk Radio. Welcome to Awakening to Miracles. I'm your host, Sherry Lane, and it's good to be back on the air with you. I don't know how many of you tuned in last week, but I knew going in that there were some electronic issues. I even resorted to a borrowed laptop to try to do the show because mine was imploding on me, and the borrowed laptop had issues as well, so I just decided, well, I guess it's not meant to be today, and there have been all kinds of crazy, maybe even conflicting energies out there in the ethers, and if you read about things like that, there was so much going on with Mercury in retrograde, and I think it's Neptune in retrograde, full moon. So those are sometimes moments when you just need to say, just let it be. Don't try to force anything. But I'm glad you're tuning in today. I suspect that there may be some listeners that are brand new to the show because my Facebook fan page, that's generally where I promote the show, and it's been really growing again, and I'm sure there may be some new people. So I'll give you a brief rundown of how this show generally works. I usually come up with some sort of topic, maybe kind of a general spiritual topic, or it may be more specific, and I usually just let that come to me the morning of the show, or sometimes it's the day of the show, because what I like to do is let this show be freestyle, let it just flow through me, and you can't always predict and plan ahead, and so I just like to let spirit move through me right during the show and before the show. So sometimes the topics that I think it's going to be morph into something else, and that's all fine and good, because that's just spirit taking the opportunity to reach the people that are tuning in, whether they're tuning in live or in the archives. And so I just surrender to that and let it happen. And this morning, one of those moments came to me, and it's been something that has been, I don't know, the message has been coming to me, or the clarity, I suppose, for the last bit. So I'll walk you through that in a moment, but for new listeners, I want to share with them how the format of the show generally works. I feel like my purpose and what I guess my spiritual path and what I'm best at is giving you the best steps now on your spiritual journey. And it can be through a group message, like the topic of the show, and you're just a listener and something resonates with you, whether it's what I'm saying or what gets said during one of the call-in, one of the callers. I always feel like it is always about your spiritual path. And I'm not here to be a fortune teller. I'm not here to always give you answers about, am I going to get this job? Am I going to get this relationship? What comes through me is generally, what can I do now on my spiritual path? But I will tell you, if you follow the signs on your spiritual path, all the other things in your life will begin to float together, and you'll actually be able to see them with much more clarity yourself. So, in general, I like to ask people to hesitate from needing the answer of, is this going to happen? Tell my fortune. Because even though I can often see things in the future, so much has to do with where you are now and the steps you take, because that's free will. If you, I see things as where you are right now. What can affect it, and what do I foresee coming if you continue exactly where you are now? So I can see that kind of visions into the future, but you always have the choice one way or another to change that. You can change it for the good or the not so good. But all in all, we're always learning, no matter what choices we make, then the universe shifts for us to give us the new things to help us. And I've experienced this time and time again on my path, and the things that felt like were supposed to happen right then and there, whether it was my own choices or the universe made a shift because of something else, either inside me or outside of me, the universe was always, as I look back, somehow working in my favor. And life can be frustrating that way. The spiritual path can be frustrating that way at times, because when it feels like we have been strongly guided in one direction, other things occur, and sometimes they're not even our lack of readiness or our missteps, but it's also the free will of all the people around us. So the more that we can stay connected to spirit and listen and be willing to adjust our own path, the better off we are and the more easily we move through things. So the part of the show is discussing things like this, and I'm going to tell a little story of a few things that happened to me just recently, a new aha moment for me. But the general format is then that I take live calls for intuitive, I call them mini readings, because they're just very quick, instantaneous, what I see for you, and it's always as it relates to your spiritual path and your spiritual growth. So the call-in number is 347-633-9823. We already have some callers, and I'm going to try to get to you rather quickly. I do want to tell you this quick story, if I can even get it out. My mind is really going quickly at the moment. If you've been listening for a while, you know that I recently sold my house in North Carolina, and I've off and on tried to do that for the last couple of years. And my business, what kind of pays my bills and keeps me going that way in this here and now world, has been real estate investment and rental property for, I've built it up over the last 20 years. And as you all know, if you've paid attention to anything the last few years, that has been a really, that business has had a lot of rough and rocky roads over the last few years. So, you know, when my big awakening, I've studied the spiritual path for 15 years or so in a deeper way and asking for more. But when my really big awakening time came 7 or 8 years ago, I felt like I could see back that all of those purchases and that path, it was so much about intuition, the things I would choose and buy and make happen and how I did it. And I realized that so much of that was divinely inspired for this reason. And I felt like it was so that when this time came, I would have that means to do these things that I like to do, like the radio show, to help other people. And so I've been financing this for the last 7 or 8 years on my own. And when the real estate market did what it did, not very long after my awakening, where I felt called to share this kind of thing and find every avenue to do so, the real estate crashed, and it has been a struggle for, I don't know, the last 4 or 5 years, and that was so frustrating because I was trying everything. I would sell, if I wanted, if I could sell this, it would free up, it would take pressure off of me if I could do this. I was putting anything out there, and I just couldn't get any traction. And so something happened this week, a conversation, I sold my house, and so for the last, it's been about a month since closing, and, the chaos of all that, and, giving things away, giving things to my sons, moving some things to my son in Florida. It was crazy chaos, but it was so exciting because it was like, oh, yes, finally, 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 I'm so excited. I've been waiting for years for this. And so the conversation came up with a friend who also had a property for sale and was using St. Joseph. Some of you probably heard how St. Joseph is the saint of, I guess, real estate or selling houses, and that if you petition St. Joseph, he'll give you help. And so many people have had wonderful stories about when they bury St. Joseph's statue, they get instant real estate showings and offers and things close. And so I had tried that a few times. And didn't work so well. I still couldn't get any traction. And so more recently, when I put my house on the market this time just a few months ago, I said kind of jokingly but partly seriously, I am firing St. Joseph. Sorry, he just ain't cutting it. I'm calling in bigger guns. And I petitioned Jesus and my angels and just said, I can't go through this another time and nothing happened. I can't be hanging out there like that. And surrendered it in that way. And I felt almost instantly this peace wash over me. And I felt Jesus say, I got this, relax. And brings tears to my eyes right now. And interestingly enough, there were hardly any showings the first week or so, and which was odd because even in the past there were always showings and just timing for other people. They needed to sell another property, they loved the house but they weren't quite ready, and so it was oddly very quiet, but I oddly felt such peace and like it's done, don't worry about it. And that was kind of strange because, when you aren't having showings, your here and now brain wants to say, well, if there aren't showings, they can't be sold. And then it was just like, I would hear Jesus' voice and feel his spirit calmly say, it only takes one. And he can be kind of, he's very humorous. He's very funny, at least my experience with him. And kind of even a little bit of smarty pants at times, and he would just sort of sarcastically say, no one takes one, what's your problem? But I stayed in that, like, you're right, it only takes one, it's already done, you've already got it, you're already sending me the one that is all that's needed. And so within 2 weeks I had an offer from, I don't remember if it was the only person that had looked so far. There may have been another one or two. But it was largely a cash offer. It was something I had listed my house with what's called a flat fee MLS listing, so I was able to directly talk to buyers if they didn't have an agent. And so this ended up going through about as smoothly as any real estate deal possibly could. It was, like I said, largely cash. I did a little bit of financing for them to make the numbers work, and we both ended up happy. We didn't have to go wade through banks and paperwork and those kind of stalls. And within a month's time, it was closed, and everybody's happy. And the whole time, I could just feel Jesus there with me. And that may sound freakish to some people. But what came to me this week, because I was laughing with, my friend who had such success depending on St. Joseph, that St. Joseph just didn't cut it for me. I had to go for the bigger guns, and I said that completely in humor, and not that, you know, bigger or, you know, spirit doesn't think like that. It's more just different. But what I realized in the last few days, and especially right before the show started, I've been doing a lot of that surrendering to Jesus. And if you haven't ever listened to the show before and you didn't hear the earlier versions of this show when I started it up back in August, go back and listen to those archives, because I tell how my awakening was very much about Jesus calling. I literally had a knock at the door, and my sweet angel dog, who is now departed, confirmed that, and it's a beautiful story. And what Jesus' message to me has been lately, it wasn't that I wasn't ready with the house and all that, but he was trying to get me to walk more directly with him. And that's not because, and I want to say this very, very clearly, and he wants me to say this very clearly, it's not because he's the only way, it's just that my path is very much connected to him. And I will say that at times, that's been a little, I don't know, awkward to share. And it's not in any way because I'm ashamed of him, but I will say that sometimes it's because I'm ashamed of, I don't think that's really the right word, ashamed of how some people have treated his way and his path and made it like it's the only way and that you're condemned if you don't go just through him. Because I don't feel that he thinks that way at all. I think when he said, "I'm the way, the truth, and the life," what he meant was, the way I live is the way and the truth and the light and the life. Not that you have to bow down to me and you have to choose a certain religion or you're never going to make it into heaven. Or so my hesitation, and I actually right now I even feel him saying like, well, your hesitation was kind of good with the world and how people think, which makes me feel a little bit better. But there's that hesitation sometimes because if you talk too much Jesus, a lot of people will assume that you are going to be judgmental and you're doing it in that way of this is the only way to go. And that's not the way it is. That's not the way I see it. I don't think that's the truest path to the light, because I think there's that paradox. If you're doing that, then you're judging, and that's completely opposite of what Jesus taught. So if you find yourself in that place of thinking, no, Jesus is the only way, and if you believe a different way or you have a different path and you don't specifically say Jesus is the only way, then you're going to hell. I don't believe that, and I think it is so contrary to what he believed. So you negate any relationship or any light that you have, you diminish it right then and there when you start talking that way. So I have made this commitment that I am going to walk with Jesus more and share that more and allow that. And so there I said it, and I'm doing it. And I hope you enjoyed that story. I hope I didn't ramble too much. I'm going to soon get into the calls. We've got several building up, and that moment. Have to take a little breath and kind of get myself recentered, because before the show started and through that talk, I'm feeling it so intensely that it almost knocked me over sometimes. So I'm going to have to ask Jesus to back it off a little notch right here so I can at least be coherent and make sense. Okay, how the calls work, and we've got several, so I'm going to jump right into that. When you call in, I ask your name, your first name. If for some reason you don't want to give your first name because you feel a little self-conscious or worried that exposes you too much, that's okay too. I just ask that if you're going to give me some other names, just tell me it's my nickname or it's my whatever, just so, because sometimes I get energy like there's something not truthful here. And so I just don't want anything like that to interfere. So just tell me that. And if you'd like to tell me where you're from, that's fine. That's sometimes good. But how I see things is kind of like charades. And the beauty of it is it allows me to zero in really quickly with you on your best steps now. I'm not going to give you, in this kind of reading, I'm not going to give you some long, really detailed assessment or intuition. I'm going to give you really quick, here's your best step now. And so the charade method, as I call it, I'll see something just very odd, just an object, a box or a tricycle or, and somehow we can relate it back to your question or even something maybe sometimes in your past that maybe is part of your block. So it usually works out really beautifully that way. If you do want more in-depth readings, I do those, and I had kind of gotten out of it for a little while, and right before my house sold, I did several, and they were just unbelievable. They blew me away, the clarity and the people that were showing up, people that had departed that were there to give a message to loved ones and spirit messages and how the things that I was seeing and how they had such meaning and, had me and the person I was doing the reading for in tears and very, very beautiful. And then I got yanked back to deal with house stuff. But it was all okay because now I'm much more clear to devote more to that. If you are interested in more in-depth readings, go to my site. It's an old site that I did by myself, so it's pretty simplistic. but I did it way back after my big awakening, and it served me pretty well. I'm trying to get some of that in the works to rework and have one site for everything to be in. But that site is angelstouchtherapy.com, and you can see on services what I offer in that. If you do want something that's more personal and it's done by phone and it's very direct and it lasts longer and we can wade through lots more issues or topics or things that you want clarity on. So please do go to angelstouchtherapy.com. I will get one last little comment in. So many things I have to catch up on here because I haven't done the show in a while. Earlier in the year, or gosh, at the end of last year even, I planned on doing an energy healing class online, Angels Touch Healing, and I do still plan on that. It's a free class. I want to kind of initiate people into some energy work, or if you've already done energy work and you want to join in, I really believe that joined energy and where two or more are gathered makes it stronger and stronger by all the people that are connected by that means. But you can also see some information about that on the angelstouchtherapy.com site. And if you email me, I'm keeping a list of the people that want to be part of that class, and I haven't forgotten about it, but let me tell you, my world has been crazy, crazy. So just go to that site, angelstouchtherapy.com, and there's an email that you can email me if you want to be part of the class. The email is sherrylane444@gmail.com. Make sure you put in the subject line, Angels Touch Class or whatever, and I will keep you on that list that when I do get it together and I just let things fall together in their own time, I've found that that's better than me pushing it. But if you're interested in that, read about it on the site and email me. Okay, I need a breath. I'm going to try to just kind of clear my slate here, and I'm going to take the first call, who's been holding a very long time. It's area code 559, so that'll help identify that you're about to be on the air, and you'll hear a little computer voice. I think it says unmuted, and that means you're live. So 559, I'll take you now.
Hello.
Hello. How are you today?
I'm great, thank you.
Okay, what's your first name? Yes, it is.
Gwen, and it's my real name.
Okay, did you say Gwen? I had a little pause right there where I couldn't hear.
No, Evelyn.
Evelyn, okay, yeah, I could tell it was a little blurt where I missed a syllable or two. Evelyn, okay.
And I'm calling from the Valley, Central Valley, California.
Okay, so you're up a little early to hear this, right?
Yes, I am, but it's okay. I'm not working okay right now, so I'm on vacation.
Okay.
So.
Okay.
I'm good.
All right. We have a a lovely, kind voice. Your voice vibration makes me feel good. So,
well,
so
thank you. That's very nice. Yeah.
Yes. Okay. Do you have a question today, Evelyn?
I don't know. Let's just see what love. I'm ready and open for love.
Okay.
And I hope love is ready for me.
Okay. As you say that, I get like a really good tingly feeling. How I would interpret that is, yes, you are open for love and love is open for you. I actually don't usually, I always tell people, I'm not a fortune teller and people always want to know love life. This doesn't feel like you're really asking like just love life, like romance and roses. And it feels like you really are, it is a love you're seeking in, by whatever means. And I feel like I get that giddy feeling when you say that about being open for love and is love open for you. And I have this feeling, Evelyn, that And I never really get timetables, but for some reason this time I am getting like kind of soon, although I can't really tell you in a month. Or I feel like something really big in the love area is on its way to you. So I want you to stay open, and you don't need to look for it. I feel like it's going to be something that's going to kind of knock you over. And I can't tell like right now if it's like a... It feels like kind of like a romantic relationship thing, but I can't tell positively. So just be open for whatever love comes your way. Friendship, love, everything, just absorb it all, because as you do that, you're putting out an invitation for more love. Does that make sense?
I guess it does.
Okay. So that feels really, really exciting to me. And, I'm not always one to predict or say things about love life, because I get blanks a lot of times. But with you, I'm not getting a blank. I'm getting yes, 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 be open. There, and as I'm saying it, I'm getting chills all over. There is a great love there for you. And when I get these kind of feelings, it's usually because that love is very spiritually connected and has a spiritual purpose that connects with your purpose for being here, kind of the soulmate, twin soul type relationship. So all you really need to do is keep your spiritual light clear as you can, and keep going down that path, and then it will automatically attract that. It will come together synchronistically. So the first thing I saw for you is lilies, the flower lilies, and I don't
those
know if that has any...
calla lilies. Those are my favorite.
Yeah, well, I kind of heard the word lilies and saw a bunch of lilies, so that has some significance. Okay, that may just be so that you kind of know, yeah, she's kind of tuned in because that's my favorite flower. I think there's even more to it. Lilies kind of mean peace and calm and love. So I want you to look up symbolism for lilies and for the calla lily, and see more specifically, how flowers and things in nature symbolize things, because I think there may be something in there that also is going to like sort of reset your spiritual programming. Sort of, it's so funny how I think we have these built-in things that are triggers that maybe we choose before we, each particular life, and that is like, oh, well, this bell ringing is going to reset something in me. Feels like to me that lilies, you being around lilies or even reading symbolism, there's something about lilies, and maybe that's why it's your favorite flower, or you're going to see lilies at a certain time, that they're going to be, there's more to it than you just seeing them and liking them, that it's actually resetting your vibration. Does that make any sense?
Well, yes, there's two things I'm thinking when I think of lilies. I think of my ex-loved one who passed away,
mm-hmm.
and then I think of my favorite flowers. So it's like,
Uh-huh. Okay. Your ex-loved one that passed away, when you see the lilies and feel something, that person's spirit could be acting as sort of like a guide for you or a guardian angel. And probably, I get the feeling as I say this, that is probably very much involved in helping you along your path and opening you up to the things that are the right timing for you, and doing that resetting, like sort of, you know, we have these things deep in our DNA, that huge portion of our DNA that they say is trash, I believe is really like our spiritual DNA, and it gets reactivated. And so there are things like that going on with you right now. You probably do have this loved one that is taking part in it and loving you and helping you, and maybe is going to give you symbolism that way through the lilies. But yeah, there's something about reading about lily symbolism, and I think it's going to trigger either memories for you or just something, some phrase or that is going to go aha, and deep down inside is going to awaken something more in you. So very positive. It's like I feel the need to reiterate again that don't go looking for it, but there is some great love. You stay on the spiritual path and keep your spirit clear and searching that way, and it is going to come into your presence in a big way, in a way that you will know when it happens. Okay?
Well, thank you so much. I'm just going to Google lilies right now.
Okay, you do that. All right. Have a great day. Okay. Okay. Now, see, that's interesting when that happens, because I kind of shy away from the love predictions, because that tends to be what so many people want. And usually it's like, well, you're kind of putting the cart before the horse, and with that person, it felt like it was very close, and that, you know, she has gotten some things aligned so that it attracts that spiritual purpose kind of love, which is so beautiful. So very good call. Good way to start the calls. Okay, I've been jabbering away. I need to take a couple sips of water here. And we'll move on to the next call, area code 303. You're going to be live soon, and you'll hear a computer voice saying unmuted. You'll know you're live. Hello?
Hello?
Hi, you're live now. What is your name?
Danette.
Danette, okay.
Yes.
And where are you calling from? What area?
From Colorado.
All right. Okay, we're getting people more west. I wasn't sure when I I used to start this one Eastern time, and it worked better for me at 11 a.m. Eastern time, so I didn't know if that was going to hurt the people out farther west. But thank you so much for calling. What would be morning for you?
Yeah.
And it's still kind of morning for me, too, late morning. Okay, do you have a question for me today?
Basically, I want to know where I should be going next. I feel like I'm just stuck.
Okay. All right. First thing I saw for you was the baseball. And so is there any significance at all, like real life, you know, sort of like here and now significance, or I feel like there's also sort of a symbolism in it that I'm going to walk through?
I don't know. I mean...
Okay. Is there any connection that you have that's through baseball?
Baseball? My son mm-hmm. and my husband.
Okay. That's good to know. So do they both... Are they both just big... Are they baseball fans, or do they play baseball, or...?
My son plays baseball, and my husband's just a fan.
Yeah, okay, but baseball is around you. Okay. All right, well, I think this is a multi-layered message, and I think part of it is sort of about your son and husband. I think I'm going to come back to that because I'm not sure exactly what it was. It came to me as a little bit earlier, but okay. Oh, I don't like it when this happens and I lose it. It's too many things at once, but okay. So I'm just going to follow that and go with the symbolism part of baseball. I got the baseball, and I kind of got that, you know, that saying, I think it was Yogi Berra, it ain't over till it's over in baseball, because baseball's unlike other sports where there's usually a clock and, you know, time's running out. And with baseball, it can go on and on and on and on and on. You can be down 10 to nothing, and it's not over yet, you know. So I felt like that was kind of the message, that if it feels like you're struggling and getting nowhere, that don't worry about it, because all of that can change in an instant, or like in baseball, in an inning. You can go from feeling down and out and behind, and like there's, you know, oh great, this is, there's just no way this is going to turn around, and then all of a sudden you get a couple of hits and you get a rally going. And so it feels like to me that Spirit really wants you to keep faith, and that it's like, it ain't over till it's over. It may feel like, you know, you're losing this, but it's, you know, stay, you know, get the hits, get the little things, get the chip away, get, we're going to have a rally for you coming.
Okay.
If you just keep on that path. So then it feels like there is something with son and husband. I'm trying to just kind of let it, see if I can get more clarity on that. Okay. Is there anything physical with your son, like any kind of injury from baseball or anything going on?
He's just a daredevil. He does base jumping. He's crazy.
Okay. But he hasn't had any kind of little, like, injury or hip or knee or anything like that from it?
No. It's okay. More my daughter, but she doesn't do baseball. But, you know, like you said, it could be just symbolism.
Okay, yeah. Feels like, okay. Now, it didn't feel, when I said, is he had any kind of, it didn't feel like anything bad at all.
Yeah.
It was more like it was also symbolic. Has he, well, you know what? It could be symbolic the other way. He's a bit of a daredevil, and he doesn't worry about, oh, don't do that, this is going to happen, don't do that. So it could very well be a message of let go of your fears a little bit more, like
that,
he does.
When you said that, that's exactly what I got. I need to quit.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah,
and so be a little less cautious and a little bit more of a daredevil, and you're going to enjoy life more, and other great, these things where, oh, this is perfect. I get it now. Okay. It's like in baseball. Sometimes you have to be a little risky. You have to steal the base when you're down and you're, and you feel like nothing's happening. Sometimes you have to make it happen. You have to take it. and so it feels like that's the nudge for you right now. Be a little bit less cautious. Go for it with some things. Okay. It feels like to me there's some certain thing that you really want to go for it on, and maybe you've been hesitant, and it's saying, go for it. You got to get the motion started. You got to start getting on base and moving the, you know, get them on, get them over, get them in. So chip away at it bit by bit, but don't be afraid to take those chances, because, you know, when you have that runner steal from first to second, you know, that can change the whole game and the whole mix of the game and the flow of the game. So that sort of feels like it's metaphoric for your life right now. And that will get you out of that stuck feeling.
Okay.
So
right.
Let baseball be kind of a metaphor for you. And okay, yeah, that feels like, okay, and that's it.
So
take that to heart, and you have a great day. Thanks for calling.
You too. Thank you.
Okay.
Bye.
All right. Okay, so if you're a new listener, I hope you're kind of getting a feel for how this works and how the symbolism works. And, you know, there I put a lot of meaning and emphasis for myself on things when I get feelings or chills or fluttery feeling in the stomach when I hear a phrase or I hear words. And when I'm talking to people, you know, I get these chills, and I know that that's like Spirit and angels' way and Jesus' way of saying, yes, 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 that's it, that's it. That's what the message I'm trying to get across, or at least that's the direction of the message I'm trying to get across. So that's how it works, and you can do this in your own life if you kind of surrender to that intuitive feel and you seek that out and follow that more. You'll start getting the chills. You'll start getting the songs that you hear a lot on the radio, that there's one line in the song that jumps out at you and it means something deeper to you, means something to your spirit. You know, we all have that ability. We've just forgotten it because our world doesn't teach that. Our world teaches things have to be logic and black and white, and we have to be able to prove them. And you can't prove intuition. You can't prove spirit's work. You can't prove how spirit moves you and gives you those chills. So the more you surrender to that and get out of the logic thinking I have to have proof and it has to be able to be put on paper in black and white, more you get out of that thinking, the more you'll start to feel that intuition and those chills and spirit moving you. And so it's real easy. Just surrender to it and try it. If you give it time, if you give spirit tiny little cracks to get through, if you say, okay, talk to me through songs on the radio, or talk to me through numbers that I see often, and then I look them up for what their meaning is. You know, a great tool for that is Doreen Virtue's Angel Numbers. There's a little book. And if you say to Spirit, I'm going to use this tool, so give me messages through numbers. And, you know, there are lots of ways. Or I want to hear a song, you know, songs that on the radio, and let me hear them maybe more than once so that I know that is a message for me. There's so many ways, and if you give spirit tiny little crack, that light will shine through, and pretty soon that crack will be wider and wider and wider, and you'll be so connected you just won't even believe it. So surrender to that, ask for it, and I promise you it will come. All right, the next caller is area code 317. Hello?
Hello.
Thank you for calling.
Cheryl. Yes, it's wonderful to connect with you again. This is Cheryl. I'm in Indiana,
Hi.
Not far from you.
Yes, Cheryl.
I've been anxious to reconnect. It's been a while.
Yes.
I'm so excited for you with your house, the freedom of that house selling and things opening up again. So very exciting to follow your journey.
So exciting. Now, I was telling people about some of the readings I did for people right before the house selling and all that. And yours was one. And I think we were both crying.
I felt it. I feel it again.
I do too. And I felt then like we have a connection for bigger things, and I feel it again. And
yes, I hope it's still vibrating. I always pray for the next mentor or friend or connection. And God is always so good to provide that person. And I gained so much from connecting with you in just a short time that we've connected, even just listening to your readings from others. I know I can do readings sometimes, and I wish to learn how to tap into that. I just feel this great spiritual growth, and you've opened so much of that for me. So,
thank you. And you have for me, and that's how it works. You know, A Course in Miracles tells us when the student is ready, the teacher will appear, and when the teacher is ready, the student will appear. But the other part of that is that we, each of us, is always the teacher and the student at the same time. So,
isn't that beautiful? Yeah.
It's
beautiful.
You know, and that, I think that's so beautiful because it keeps ego out of it. when you realize that whether you're the person talking and, you know, if you're teaching a class, you're also learning. You're the student too. One of the people that you are talking to and sharing something with and maybe sort of quote-unquote teaching to, they're going to say something back for you that teaches you, and that's the beauty of it. And when you have that sort of mindset, and then you can also be assured that ego's out of it. Ego's out of the picture.
It just feels so awesome to be connected with someone that I really feel a similar journey. And, you know, you can feel alone sometimes, and that's wonderful when you connect with somebody and you just feel like, they get it, you know, the silence of talking with Jesus without judgment, you know, just all kinds of cool things. So I'm open, dear, whatever the angels want to say next to me.
And I'm just, my chill bumps are so, there are so many on me that it's that kind of that feeling of chill bumps on top of chill bumps. And I got that when we talked before.
My head's just welling up.
And I think it's also no accident that I'm in Cincinnati, Ohio now, and you're in, is it Indianapolis? And I don't know my way around here very well yet, but
it's easy.
So like an hour away.
Cincinnati, yeah.
And every time I think of you, or we have, say, a Facebook little messaging or something, I get that feeling like there is a reason for this, and there's more to it. And I know you're connected with church and pastor's wife. There is something coming, Cheryl, that there is a journey there, and I feel
Absolutely.
It. I know you feel it. And I think all we have to do is surrender and pray that just let me
Amen.
See it, and let us feel it, and let us not push it, and let Spirit take over, because then it becomes way easier than when we take over with ego. So I feel it, my dear. And when you said earlier, so I think this is your message for today on this call, when you said you would like to get into readings more, and you know that you sort of have that, but you have maybe you've hesitated, I feel a big yes, 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 that you are already there, that don't have any fear.
That's the big word.
and there are many ways that you can do it and share it. Sometimes you already do this, but I think you're going to feel this more when you surrender to it, that sometimes you just say something to somebody in passing that is exactly what they needed to hear. That's a reading. That's intuition sharing. That's sharing God and Spirit. And, it doesn't have to be, I think the last 10 or 20 years, there's been such a movement in spirituality, and it sort of became like, well, the only way you can do it is, you're an author and speaker, and you have some agent, and they get you some big publisher, and that's the only way you can do it. And no. Spirit, I think Spirit doesn't even, I don't think they give a flip about that. No, it's like, oh, that's silly. You can do it every day, every moment when you walk out your door, when and actually I think this newest phase, the small things are going to be even more important, because they're going to reach so many masses and with such fewer obstacles. And it does keep out of ego that way and let Spirit take over, and maybe it becomes something bigger, but you're flipping it around where you're not looking for it to be big, you're just looking for it to be meaningful, so
and to follow, like you said, surrender and just let it happen.
Let it happen in Spirit's way, because then that's when it's going to have the biggest meaning, to not just to you, but to other people. And so that's kind of the place I'm in. Like, I'm giving up feeling like it has to be this way, or you're never going to get anywhere if you don't do this, or you're never. I'm just going to touch people as I can day to day. And I think that have enough meaning that it is pleasing to God. thank you for calling. Did you have any other question or?
No, just wanted to connect with you.
Yeah, I felt like your message was put your intuition out there, and also, like, I feel it, sister. There's something we're going to help each other where there's just holding each other's hands or lifting each other up. But I feel it. I felt it instantly when I talked to you before, and it's all good. And I thank Jesus for putting you in my path.
Same here, darling, and best. I'll just keep praying for your journey.
And yours.
All right, thanks.
Thank you. It was good to hear your voice again.
Same here. Okay. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Oh, what a lovely soul. I know I was meant to meet her, and I think she feels the same. And I have felt that with so many people. I have some, dear spiritual friends that I couldn't have made this journey without. And the interesting thing is I didn't meet them, most of them, in my normal path of life. I had to be willing to step outside of that and let Spirit connect me with people. And that's where we can be very grateful. I try not to get too frustrated with things like internet and computers, even though I seem to have this energy that blows fuses and everything else, and I've kind of come to have peace with it, because the other side of it is this technology that can sometimes drive us crazy. It helps us connect, and that is how I've connected with some of my deepest spiritual friends who have taught me so much, and hopefully I have taught them. And so that is not accident, that internet and computers, that also was part of divine timing for more people opening up in bigger spiritual ways. I believe it with my whole heart. And so I try to stay grateful for it even when I want to curse it. And I'll admit sometimes I do curse it. And that's okay too. It's okay for us to have emotions. It's okay for us to have a frustration. It's okay for us to let it out. I mean, I feel Jesus laughing right now. He's like, he did. And he also laughs that the key is not to constantly be letting your frustrations out and complaining about everything and finding things to be offended about. It's to mostly be seeing the good. And so if we can do that, I think that's a huge part of our journey, and we're well on our way when we can see the good over the bad, and we can resist the urge to criticize and complain about everything, and we can see the good, and then that helps us bring in more good. Okay, moving along to the next call is area code 901. So we'll be live soon. Hello?
Hello. Hi,
how are you
this
today?
Is
oh, we hey. Are you there?
I'm here.
Okay. All right. What's your name? I missed that.
It's Lanice.
Lanice, okay. We get such pretty names on this show. They all sound angelic, so many of them. okay, Lanice, where are you calling from? Where's 901?
Memphis.
Memphis, okay. All right. The city of Elvis. Okay. Do you have a question for me today, Lanice?
Well, just any message from Spirit that you may have for me today.
Okay. Does music mean anything to you? Are you a musician or?
No, but I love music.
You love music, okay.
I
instantly got music for you, and so. Earlier, I was talking about Spirit speaking to us through music, and you know, you said you love music, and it sounds like it really does something for you. I think that is probably your strongest spiritual connection, the vibration of the music, and also the words, the lyrics in music. Spirit will talk to you, maybe already has been, and maybe you've already recognized it, but I think it's going to become more pronounced. I think that you're going to get some really profound messages from some lyrics, but what also is happening is that the music itself, the vibration of it is resetting your vibration. And I have this, I can't think of the name of it, but there are probably any number of things like this. I want you to look into spiritual vibration. There's someone, Jonathan, I can't think of his last name right now. He does things with vibration that is very spiritually oriented and about kind of resetting our personal vibration through sound healing. And it's Jonathan, oh my goodness, I can't think of his last name. I think he's with Hay House maybe. I'm trying to look it up while I'm talking. Let me see if I can do that, because I feel like that kind of thing would really resonate with you, the sounds. Okay,
yeah.
Let's see if I can find him.
I really resonate with the bowls.
Yes, and that's what his sound is, and it's not just him. It's I tell you what, I'm pretty sure the first name is Jonathan. I can't think of his last name. I'm trying to search. Oh, Jonathan Goldman, found it. So I want you to look into some of his work. And there may even be some things on YouTube you could pull up right away and listen to. Sound healing is what this is all about, and bowls and that healing, you know, that nature's sound and vibration. I think it is going to turn your world upside down in the best kinds of ways. I think the vibration itself is going to, your actual body, your physical body is going to react to it. It's going to be healing in that way for you, and then it's going to ignite your spiritual vibration as well. Do you have any ailments or anything that have been bothering you?
Anxiety.
Anxiety, okay. It most definitely...
My heart rate speed up and the back of my neck to hurt.
Yes, okay. Sound healing is your way to start turning that around. I really believe that. And so I want you to start with Jonathan Goldman, but anything in that area, I think the clearest path and the most direct path for you to turn that around physically and spiritually, emotionally, is through sound. And I would even love to hear back from you how that goes for you, because I think it's like I'm hearing it like loud and like exclamation marks, sound healing. So I think you will experience some real shifts from it, and I'd love to hear back. You could call into the next show or whenever, or just send me an email. Are you part of my Facebook page, Seeing Miracles Every Day?
No, but I'm writing it down. It's called Seeing Miracles Every Day.
Yes, and it's Seeing Miracles Every Day, A Course in Miracles, and you can just type in Seeing Miracles Every Day, searching on Facebook, and it should come up. And that's where I do most of my communicating. And, the page started out going through A Course in Miracles and just general positive thought. I've been doing it for a few years, and it's just grown. So we work loosely around A Course in Miracles. I usually post the lessons daily just to remind people to do the lessons. But also we venture off of that into things, just whatever I'm feeling for the day, if there's a message or if I'm inspired by some other message, and I'll post that. So it's a really good day-to-day place to connect with other like-minded souls, people that are on this kind of journey. They're really seeking something deeply spiritual. And it's growing, and I tell you what, I really believe that the connections there are so powerful. I believe that it's just like connecting in a house of prayer, and if your hearts and souls are connecting in some positive way and loving way and faith-filled way, then we all benefit from it. So like the page and be part of it, join in on any conversation, and I love the input. And I will tell people that are on the Facebook page, there have been a lot of changes to how Facebook decides what we see on our news feeds, and so they base it on things that we click like on or we comment on. And so I try to have an awareness now. I try to be careful not to click and join in too many conversations that are, say, negative based, or for me, like political things. It's like, okay, I'll have my political conversations elsewhere. I don't want my Facebook to then be sending me a lot of bitching and moaning about political stuff, because me it's just not where my path is. So it might be for someone else that may be a political activist, and that may be a great thing. It's not for me. So I try to focus and like and comment on the pages and the people that I feel like are lifting me up in that spiritual way that's on my journey. So I would encourage other people to do that too. Start to be more aware and make sure if there are pages that you really get something from, that you do a lot of clicking like, and because then Facebook uses all their algorithms to decide what you're going to see on your newsfeed that way. So that's just a little tidbit there. It's worked for me. It's helped me to, get the more positive. And I don't join in any way. I don't like a lot of pages that are more negative based, and because when I set up my Facebook, and I actually was one of the people that did it kicking and screaming, people were saying, you have to get on Facebook, you have to get on. No. And then I decided, well, wait a minute, I can direct this myself. I can decide that it's going to be my place to connect with spiritual and light-minded people. And it has been that for me, by and large. And, you still get, people that have known you your whole life, and they connect, and that can be a great thing. Or, sometimes it's like, I knew you way back when, but we have nothing in common. Sorry. I don't want,
I'm right there with you on everything that you've said. I went through my Facebook page, and I looked at people that I would like to delete. since I'm selective mm-hmm. who I have as a friend, I really want to keep all of them. So what Spirit led me to do and has been dealing with me on for a minute is to create another spiritual page only mm-hmm. for spiritual people.
Yes, yes,
and
absolutely.
So that's what I'm process of doing is adding, like, I will put your site there. Mine is new, but I will connect uh-huh. from my spiritual page with you
yes.
and just let my regular page be my regular page and look at it sometimes,
uh-huh.
you know, it got
and
to the point where
that's what
there's
I
so
do.
Much stuff on there that I won't click or like on it, but there are some
yes.
people there that feel so. Once I get it all established, I will pull from my regular page
mm-hmm.
and put the ones on there that are of like mind or similar
mm-hmm.
vibration on that page, and then just let the other one sit there.
Yes, and that's a wonderful way to attract that sort of vibration. And do you have a page name yet? Have you started it, or you're just figuring it all out?
Okay, yesterday Spirit gave me the name of my page, and it is called Lanice at Her Authentic Self.
Okay, and so is Lanice L-A-N-I-C-E? How do you spell it?
L-E-N-E-S-E.
L-E-N-E-S-E at Her Authentic Self. Okay, and so while you were talking, Lanice, I just felt the push and to let her announce her page, and there may be people who will want to join that are listening. And you have a lovely, lovely vibration. So you're the kind of vibration that I love to connect with on Facebook or elsewhere. And so there are probably other people that do too. And here's what I did when I started my page. And everything I've done when I did my little Angels Touch therapy.com webpage, and I had a blog before I got involved with Facebook that was called seeingmiraclesevyday.blogspot.com, and so have a lot of old blogs on there, and sometimes I pull them up from time to time to just help myself, like, read my own stuff and remember. But when I started it, you know, people get in like, well, how are you going to promote? How are you going to, and you know, what if nobody reads it? What if, you know, and I was just like, well, if nobody reads it, I got the benefit of writing it and doing it. If one person reads it and it means something to them, then it was worth it to me. I shared that. And so what, you know, what I've done is I try not to get too focused on the numbers. If one person, you know, when I did my Facebook page, it was like, well, if handful of people are here, that's awesome. If we're all like lifting each other up, that's great. And so I would encourage you to do it that way. Realize that if you have one like on there, one person, and you happen to say something that makes their day or makes them go, aha, that, you know, that feels good, I want more of that, then you may have changed their life. You know, that little
yeah.
step sometimes can do that.
So that's why it's so important to share. And, you know, I'm not
yeah.
into the numbers at all, because on my Facebook page, you know, my original one, there's like about 200. I don't want any more than that.
Yeah, yeah.
But,
yeah, and you know, and if you get them, you get them, and if you don't, you don't. And I just always, that's one of those things that you can surrender to Spirit. Like, whoever's supposed to find it, let them find it.
Exactly.
You know, whoever can gain something from it, let them
over
find
my
it.
Page or any of that, it's just...
Yeah. Yeah, me either.
Five, let them see, and those who have ears, let them hear.
Yes, and
and I have a page that I journal on. I found that to be useful with Facebook.
Yeah,
I can go just talk to myself and read back, you know, what I've said to myself to encourage
absolutely.
Myself.
Absolutely. Yes, not yes, and that's what I was saying. Sometimes I go to my own blogs, and it's like,
mm-hmm.
oh yeah, I remember how I was just so ignited by this feeling and what happened, you know, and so that helps me, and that it really is kind of like journaling, and so I love what you're doing, and I'm going to find your page, and
okay, now the one that you should look for now is Lanice, the one that's open now
uh-huh.
is Lanice, L-E-N-E-S-E, last name Burton, B-U-R-T-O-N.
Okay.
That's the
okay.
one to look for, because I'm in the process of setting up the other one. It's not open
okay.
yet.
Okay. Well, you have a lovely day, and you do that music vibration. Did you have anything else to ask? Or
Yes, what is the name of your show on Facebook that we're on now so I can go back to the archives?
Or the show on Blog Talk Radio. It is Awakening to Miracles.
Okay.
On Blog Talk Radio. So if you search that, you should be able to find it. And, yes, if you're new to the show, I would suggest that you go back to the beginning where I kind of tell a little bit about how this all happened for me and some of my spirit experiences and when spirit really decided to call me and knock on my door. It was very profound. And so, you know, I have a feeling that a lot of people have had the similar experiences, and it always is good when we say, oh, yeah, I know that feeling, where it's like, you know, your life is never going to be the same, and it's a little scary, but it's also like, I can't not do this. You know, I have to be my authentic self and my authentic soul and spirit. So I'd love for you to go back and listen, because I think you're probably going to have had some similar experiences. So, all right. Well, you have a great day, and I'm happy to make your acquaintance, and I look forward to us lifting each other up.
Okay, and vice versa.
Okay. All right. Thank you so much for calling. All right.
Okay.
Bye-bye. Okay. Oh, just really, really lovely uplifting calls today. And it all is about stepping into that authentic self. You know, I think Lanice is feeling that, obviously, from her page, the name of her page that she's going to be doing. And that's just the push that I felt this morning and for the semi-topic of the show. And what I've felt for myself, be more authentic, don't be afraid to do that. Don't be afraid to sort of fly your freak flag out there, and it will feel a little freaky, and you may realize that, some of your friends that you thought were friends won't be your friends as much anymore, and that's not even anything bad, or you'll just sort of have a parting of ways that's even peaceful. Just you won't really be all that attracted to each other, but you'll also find that there will be lots of other people that say, oh yes, me too, I have that calling, and I know it's real, and I know I can't deny it, and we'll walk this together. And as we do that, we awaken other people, and sometimes even those same people that may have shoved us off or rolled their eyes or even made fun of us will sort of come back around, and that's kind of sweet too when that happens. And I've had that happen a few times. Okay, have one call waiting, so we'll get through that one. We might have time for another call, so if anyone else is out there a little hesitant to call but wanting to call, the number's 347-633-9823. I think I can get through a couple more calls. So the next one who's been waiting patiently is area code 928.
Hi, my name is Karen.
Hi, Karen. And where are you calling from?
Calling from Arizona.
Okay. All right. Do you have a question for me today?
My question is, I've been feeling that I have a calling to more of the spiritual with the angels and have the fairies and all that. Mm-hmm. But then there's a part of me that feels like, no, that's not where I need to go.
Okay. Have you felt this calling and gone down that path before and then maybe kind of retreated?
Yes.
Okay. Because this is perfect. The first thing I saw for you, or the immediate thing, was a saddle. And so a lot of times when these little images come up to me, some phrase or cliche or something will also come to mind. And so when that saddle, the first thing I could think of related to saddles was getting back in the saddle. And I felt like immediately it was about, okay, you've gone this way and then you've been maybe afraid or just retreated for some reason. It's time now for you to get back in that saddle. I feel like you've already had that nudge. What is it? I feel like there's something fairly specific that has caused you to retreat or to hesitate. Can you think of anything?
I have to say probably, you know, growing up, you know, you hear that listening to angels or talking to people is more of an evil thing because it's not for God.
Uh-huh.
And
yes,
of course,
absolutely.
I have my husband telling me the same thing, that
okay.
that's evil.
Yes, the conditioning, the blasphemy, it's crazy, it's, yeah, it's of the devil. I can relate to that, and I've even probably hesitated myself at times. You know, after I had my big awakening, you know, when I was just on fire wanting to share with everybody, I lived in Georgia, outside of Atlanta at the time, in Marietta, Georgia, and I ended up through things of my life and things that needed to change and shift. I ended up moving back to North Carolina where I had grown up, and I had much more of a struggle in North Carolina, even though I was in Asheville, which is a very spiritually open-minded, it's called a spiritual mecca now. And I think a lot of it was because then you're around family and friends that you knew before, and they have an expectation of you to be this certain way, like what you were trained when you grew up. You know, I grew up in largely in Southern Baptist Church. And, you know, so you feel even more hesitant when you're around the people closest to you. And so that I can relate to, you know, that feeling of, because I was taught this, and so it makes me a little nervous sometimes because they're going to think I'm evil. And so that's been a hurdle for me. And so I feel like your call right now is to get back in the saddle, follow that spiritual path and fairies and angels, and try to find a way to do it where you're, you know, you're sort of, well, I don't really care if you think it's crazy because it's who I am. And find some, I feel like there may be some groups or some ways to connect for you where you'll feel safe at home in feeling and talking that way a little bit more than maybe you have recently. And it may be on internet, or it may be a group. Meetup.com is a really good avenue for finding even like little meetings and, you know, of people that want to talk about things like that. So what I want you to do is seek a way to get back in that saddle, and even if you have to do it kind of quietly at first and not really talk about it with people right around you, but find other people to talk about it and feel it with. Do you think you can do that? Have you tried some of that yet?
A little bit, yeah. But I kind of
okay.
feel like I'm like being sneaky about it, you know, because I don't want to.
Well, you know what?
I
think right now, and I know what you're talking about, you feel like, well, I'm being unauthentic if I'm not sharing it. I think, you know, it's sort of like to everything there is a season. The season you're in right now is you have to solidify it within you. You're going to find the strength and the timing to share it with other people, but some of the people around you may just not even be ready to hear it. So all it's going to do is throw you back. So don't feel guilty if you're doing it in secret at first. Just get yourself back in the saddle and don't worry about it the rest. Let it be private for a while. It doesn't really matter. You'll know when the time comes to share it, and you'll even know when maybe some of the things in your life now sort of just drift away, and that's okay, and you begin to form bonds in other areas. But it's totally fine right now, and I actually feel like I recommend right now that you do it quietly, because you won't get then sidetracked by the naysayers and the people kind of beating you up for it. Do it quietly. It's your own business, you know. That's perfectly okay, but then you're going to see the avenues to make it more in the open and feel okay about that. But don't feel the tiniest bit of guilt for doing it quietly right now. I think in your situation, you actually kind of have to. It's necessary right now. Do that. I would recommend looking on something like meetup.com and even online, just and what you read, what, you know, there are ways to step out of the expectations and the circles of thinking that you've always been in and always lived in. There are ways to quietly do it while you build your own spiritual strength. And that's the phase you're in right now, and just do it without guilt and do it with love. And you're going to see some, you're going to begin to see some shifts within yourself and different people being kind of led into your path. So don't let
that's
the naysayers
so funny that
keep you from it. Yeah. Go ahead.
Well, that's so funny that you said that, because when I opened up my Facebook today, I saw your little saying that you had on there, and that's why I called
yes.
in.
Uh-huh.
What's really weird is the other day I was at the Walmart, and I had a lady come up to me and hand me her card and ask mm-hmm. if I wanted a reading, and that was just so bizarre.
Yeah. Yes.
You know, because why would a woman come up to me and say that to me? Just
I'll tell you why, because spirit always finds every avenue they can when we're wanting to awaken, and your spirit is calling out for that. Your spirit is longing for your, knows that it's time for its awakening. It is like basically like dying to awaken. And so angels and spirit find ways to click and remind us, like, and make it so much, make it so obvious by those subtle little different things happening, like that happens. And then you open up and you see this show that's on about the authentic you and, you know, that spiritual you. And so your soul is finding those ways to put that in your path for a reason, because it's wanting you to follow in that direction, and you are. So just understand, when you're returning to your authentic self, you are returning to your power. So do not let anything or anyone get in the way of that. And if you have to do it quietly. Who cares? You're doing it. That's what matters. And you'll see the avenues to make it more in the open. But you don't need to right now feel bad about that. You're not being, you know, and I know what you, it's like, well, am I being a hypocrite? If I let that guilt get out of your way, all that matters is that you are following that path that spirit is leading you down, and the right timing will come where maybe you share it more openly. It doesn't matter either way. The most important thing is live it now, and then the path will open up. Okay?
Okay. All right.
And I think there will be books that appeal to you and things to read. I started to hesitate to say this, and then I get, no, go ahead and tell her, because I don't want it to be like, oh, you're just plugging your book. I wrote a book about my journey that way, and it's called Setting God Free, and Awakening to Miracles is sort of the subtitle. It's on Amazon. It's on Amazon in book form, and it's also on Amazon in a Kindle format that is 99 cents. So, but you can also just go on there and read, you know, that you can click on it to look inside this book, and I think you get a few chapters. And, you know, if it resonates with you, get it. If not, that's also a great way on Amazon. You can, you know, search spiritual topics, and you can see, you know, think books that might appeal to you, or even CDs. And you can even read little bits of them usually. And trust me, spirit, if you're looking, spirit will put the things in your path. And I've even had things like, you know, I'm walking through the bookstore and I'm walking through, you know, I'm in the spiritual section, I'm walking down the aisle, and literally I've had a book fall off the shelf in front of me that was exactly what I needed to see or read. And sometimes I don't even read the whole book. It's like I need to just read a part of it at that time, and that's what I needed to, that was the answer I was looking for. So just let spirit guide you in your own quiet way right now, so that it doesn't get the backlash from anybody else, and then the doors will open up for how you should begin to share it in a different way. So You just let it be your own spiritual world right now, and you'll be fine. Okay?
Okay. And you said that's called Setting God Free?
Uh-huh. Setting God Free, Awakening to Miracles by Sherry Lane, and it's on Amazon. It's also on Barnes & Noble, but Amazon has the Kindle version that's 99 cents. And even if you don't own a specific Kindle device, they have a free app that you can, where you can just download it to your PC or to your tablet or anything like that. So. Okay.
Wonderful.
All right.
Okay,
thank you for calling, and bless you. And you're about to embark on a really wonderful personal journey, and I'm excited for you.
Thank you so
all
much.
Right.
Thank you.
Thank
all
you.
Right. Have a wonderful day.
All bye-bye. Right. You too. Bye bye. Okay. I think that's going to be the last call. So I'm going to wrap this up here. And let's see, I'm going to run you through some of my areas to connect. One I've already mentioned is angelstouchtherapy.com, and that talks about my journey into things like Reiki and energy healing and those kind of miracles, and also some of the private readings that I do. I do them by phone, so you don't have to be near me, and I find that works very, very well. So you can find out about that. You can find out about my Angels Touch online class that's absolutely free that I'm eventually going to get put together. I have it all in my head, and I have some of it on paper, and it's just been logistics. Trying to move, being spread out in three different states, trying to get all that together. But you can find out about those things on that website. And if you want to be part of the Angels Touch Healing when I do get it together, email me at sherrylane444@gmail.com. And that's S-H-E-R-R-I-L-A-N-E. 444@gmail.com, and be sure to put in the subject line Angels Touch Healing Class or just Angels Class, anything, because I get a lot of emails, and sometimes I get a little bit overwhelmed with them, but I scan through those and try to make sure I put everybody in the class group so that when I get it all together, I can send a mass email to the people that have expressed that they want to do that. So go on that site, angelstouchhealing.com, and join my Facebook page if you haven't already. It's Seeing Miracles Every Day, A Course in Miracles. And I share my own thoughts and sometimes slides and beautiful images. And also I share the lessons of A Course in Miracles and try to talk through those and help people go through those steps that way. I incidentally came to A Course in Miracles kind of backward. I had the book, and if you've never seen it or picked it up, it can be very daunting. I'm looking at mine right now, how many pages it is. It's I'm trying to get the whole page count, but it's like this massive piece of work. And so I had it because so many authors that I enjoyed reading, like Wayne Dyer and Marianne Williamson and Greg Braden and some of those that I had really enjoyed on my path up leading up to my big, what I call my awakening moment, you know, they would refer to A Course in Miracles. So I had bought the book, the text, and, you know, opened it up, and my reaction was kind of like, you got to be kidding me. It just seemed like blah, 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 blah. And so I just put it away, and this happens a lot where, you know, I feel kind of moved to buy something, and then it's like it has no meaning to me. And then later on, so after I had that awakening moment and really, you know, literally I feel like I have all-knowing, touching God, everything in my life completely makes sense. Even the bad things seem like blessings and good, you know, as I look back over it, and my life just really literally passed before me like flashes, like when people say they have that near-death experience, except I call it my near-life experience because it was the most alive I'd ever felt because I was touching God in that moment. And so then all of a sudden I picked up A Course in Miracles and I already knew it. It was like, oh yeah, oh yeah, oh yeah, yeah, yeah. So it was like all of that knowledge and that touching God moment had really just downloaded exactly what this was saying to me. So that's where I came to it kind of backwards. And but I still use it to keep me on that path because, you know, I had that moment, but I still go back into what we call the real world, but it's not really the real world. It's the world of illusion. But I go back and, you know, I live here. I'm in this body right now. So you have to try to integrate all that. And, you know, at times I swerve and sway and get off course. And that helps me to remember and recall that all-knowing, all-being moment. And so that's why I share that on that page, and I would love for you to join it if you haven't already. And it I don't promote it. It just has grown, you know, through Facebook and word of mouth. And it recently, just this past week, passed across the 200,000 likes threshold, which was really cool. But I was just as excited doing it when it had 5 likes and 10 likes and 200 likes. And you know, I kind of step back in awe at how it's grown, but at the same time, it's like I got as much doing it in a small audience as I do in a large. I just get sort of in awe of how Spirit moves and how Spirit connects people that want to be joined that way, and I'm very grateful for that and humbled actually by it. It doesn't make me, you know, people say, gosh, doesn't that make you feel proud? And I guess yes, in a one element of the word proud, but it really is actually humbling, because I know that Spirit made that page. And, you know, even sometimes in my own struggles, Spirit was working in one way or another. And I just thank God for that. And okay, what other things? My book, which I mentioned in that last call, is Setting God Free, Awakening to Miracles. It tells a lot about my journey and how it sort of shifted and changed my thinking. And it puts it, I think, in a practical world way, like that so many people can connect to. I've even had young, you know, kids as young as like 14 read it, and it really resonate with them and make a difference. And I tried to write it in such a way that someone of that age could read it, and so could someone older. And I also tried to make it where each chapter could be its own freestanding piece, so you could open it up and read a chapter, or you could read it from front to back. If you read the reviews on Amazon, lots of people like to keep it and refer to it that way and go back to it for their own connection and vibration. And so that just gives me such joy, because I tell you, in the world's sense of things, it was a real struggle to do that book. I put the money up myself, and it was at a time, like I said earlier in the show, you know, my business, real estate, investing in rental property, it was about as crashed as it could be, and I was really struggling, but I put it out there in faith, because I felt like God wanted that message out there, and that, you know, it would find the people that it could most touch. And over the last 6 months or so, it's kind of had this resurgence, which doesn't usually happen to books after a couple years. And it's like, it seems like the timing is more now than it was then, but I did it then, and it touched people on their way, and it's just interesting now it has this new resurgence. So anyway, Setting God Free, Awakening to Miracles on Amazon, available in the Kindle version on Amazon for 99 cents. I think the paperback is $12, something like that. And I find, and I've reminded myself, I found this again lately, I love my Kindle, because I can take as many books as I want to if I'm traveling or whatever. And I am one of these people that, you know, always has 3 or 4 books going at once. Sometimes I don't even finish some of them, but I get what I needed. And but I found recently that I've kind of gone back to the ones that really mean something to me. I try to also get them in the actual book version, because I think there's vibration to that, and I like to be able to just pick it up and open it up and flip it open. And I've remembered that recently, because it's happened a couple times, like, oh wow, I do, certain books I do miss the book in hand feeling. So I love my Kindle, and certain books I do love, and other books I can read and be done with. But so it's available either way at a fairly economical price, and I hope some of you will check it out and read an excerpt and see if it speaks to you. So we're winding down here, last couple of minutes. I have some new things that I'll really briefly tell you about. I have a spiritual sister named Kathy that is, I call her my modern medicine woman. She's so versed in herbs and natural remedies and things, and that's an element that I'm going to add to this show possibly. So she and I are real excited about that. And I also may start doing this show on Tuesdays and Thursdays. I don't have any specific schedule, but I generally have had a Tuesday schedule, except that everything has, you know, at times has gotten in the way of that. But I think I'm going to start doing, at least for a short while, a Tuesday and Thursday version. So if you join or subscribe on Blog Talk, you'll get a reminder that it's coming on, but also on my page, Seeing Miracles Every Day, that's on Facebook. If you join that, that's where I communicate when I have upcoming shows. And sometimes it ends up being on a totally different day. But if you join that page, and if you're not seeing it in your news feed, you can also come to the page, you know, type in the page when you sign on to Facebook if you want updates like that. So thank you all for being here. It's been a wonderful show. It's great to be back. I'm so glad that my computer held up. And I just love you all, and I'm so glad you're here. So listen to the music as we close out, and you have a great rest of the week. And I'll talk to you soon.